On last week's program, we featured a nationally board-certified sexologist. Well, we also asked you to call about your unique job, and Tina was up for the challenge.
Hey, this is Timber Tina calling from Hayward, Wisconsin. I am a lumberjill.
Yes, Timber Tina Shear is a lumberjill and a female logging sports competitor. She's also the owner of the World Champion Lumberjills, a traveling group of female lumberjacks. She joins us from her home in Haywood, Wisconsin. Tina Shear, thanks for joining us on the Motley Fool Radio Show.
I'm a lumberjill and I'm okay.
You know, we have to play that song at some point before this show is out. Tina, you are a lumberjill and a logging sports competitor. For those unfamiliar, could you please explain what it is exactly that you do for a living?
Well, like the old-time lumberjacks were the guys that cut the trees to help settle our country, and it turned into a sport of people who would chop against one another, cross-cut saw, axe throw, see who would stay on top of the floating log the longest, and it's turned into a big competitive international sport, and I have a group of women. We travel around doing exhibitions and competing as well.
Tina, is this a hazardous sport?
Well, it can be. I don't want to sound chauvinistic, but more men hurt themselves than women. And we use more safety gear, but and very cautious. But, you know, it's like every once in a while there is an accident. But
love the puns on this show, by
yes,
the way. That is the yes. First pun in 2005 on the Motley Fool Radio Show. What type of money are you making? I mean, is this a full-time job? Could I throw away my jester cap and pick up an axe and start supporting myself?
You could. It would take you a while because it takes a while to get into it, but I've been doing it all my life. And there's very few people who solely live off of competitive earnings. Exhibitions come in quite handy because it's guaranteed pay. And you know, we go around and just display our sport to people at state fairs and festivals and sports shows and stuff. But there are quite a few people who are making a full-time earning doing this now.
Mm. Let's talk some more about the competition. We're going to throw out a few of the events you compete in, have you describe them in more detail, if you'd be so kind. Let me start with log rolling.
Log rolling is where you take a Western red cedar log, put it in the water, and it's 11 foot long. There's a line in the middle. I would be on one side. You would be on the other side, but not for very long.
And you're absolutely right. What is the key? Like, what do you have that I don't have when I pitch backwards or forwards a second and a half later? What do you have?
Log time. Honestly. You know what it is? It's growing up log rolling. And I can take an adult and teach them how to log roll, but it's going to take them longer than if they were a little kid who was learning. But you have to balance over the log. The key rule is to look at the other end of the log. You need to gain your balance on the surface that you're standing on to not have your equilibrium fall off that surface.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever you see log rollers going against each other, they're always looking at the log. Use your arms for balancing, bend your knees, and move your feet like crazy.
Mm. Got a few more here, so I want to zoom through these because I do want to talk about them. Axe throwing's next.
Axe throwing, you take a double-bitted, roughly 2.5-pound axe with a 2-foot handle, stand 20 feet from a target where the center is 5 foot off the ground. And you align yourself with the target, the center, you draw the axe back and then whip it into the center, following through, trying to get it into the little red bullseye. It's a ball. Mm. Everyone should have axe throwing target in their backyard.
Jill and Jill cross-cut sawing. Let's talk about that.
It's an old-fashioned, what they call buck saw or cross-cut saw with two handles, roughly between 5 and 6 foot long is the saw length. One woman on one side, another on the other side, and you go back and forth and try and cut the log in two the fastest.
Is that fun?
I think it's a ball. I think I even hold the world record in that right now.
Tina, I imagine you have a bit of a love-hate relationship with trees. You work with them every day, but you also, it sounds like anyway, you enjoy killing them. Talk about that conflict.
Well, after we do, we don't really kill them, but we do cut the trees down and then cut them again and again and again and again. And after we're done using them for the competition exhibitions, then we take it home and build a cozy little fire to heat our home for the winter.
Timber Tina Shear is a lumber Jill and a female logging sports competitor, and she's okay. She joined us from her home in Hayward, Wisconsin. Tina Shear, thanks for joining us on the Motley Fool Radio Show.
Yo-ho!
I'm a lumberjack and I'm okay. I sleep all night and I work all day.
He's a lumberjack and he's okay. He sleeps all night and he works all day.
I cut down trees, I eat my lunch, I go to the lavatory. On Wednesdays I go shopping and have butter scones for tea.